Oh, hello, who's there?
Hi, it's Larry Wallace. You rang, sir.
So go on, then. What's the story?
Well, the story is that it's Sunday. I'm just off to play a few frames of snooker.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know that I've got a new band called the Redbirds who play R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You like all that?
How are you going to answer as possible, Wiggins?
Okay, I'm gone. I'm history.
Right, good. But most of all, thanks for calling. Anyone else? 071-2242-SAL.
In the Civil War program last week, Adrian, one time the South was so hard up, they were making coffee from peanuts.
That's not coffee, that's hot peanut drink.
Actually, one of these samples they sent us good. I actually met Michael McDonald once, you know this, Adrian?
Yes, 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 along my many years of rock and roll.
I met Steely Dan, the entire Steely Dan, all the lot of them, when I was over here doing a rainbow thing. And,
they were on Rainbow?
They? They were on Rainbow, yes, they were, just after George and Ziffy. They did an argument. He said, forget it, I was arguing about the lyrics to Sank of Pretzel Logic, or was it, no, it was, I think it was Sank of Pretzel Logic. And he said, well, you don't lose that number. Oh, it's my favourite song. Oh, you what do? You like all the singles, you did. What's the matter with you two? Why are you arguing? I like Ricky, don't lose that number. Yes, you never think that Parker's Band, a much better song. Anyway, but, and then he said, anyway, to settle the argument, here's Steely Dan. And on they came. Michael McDonald was actually singing lead vocals. That's when I met them. Kind of drifted off there. No, Adrian, I saw them at the Rainbow, and you still make that obvious connection with them. And, I told you about Michael Jackson, didn't I? Yeah, I did the last interview Michael Jackson ever gave. I said this many, many times. The last interview Michael Jackson ever gave to a journalist one-on-one, as they call it. That's the truth. Yeah, 1981, me and Mike. There wasn't my headline, but that was the first piece that had Is Jacko Wacko on it, because up until then, that's why he never gives interviews again. I think he hadn't done one before it. Truth, before I went in to see him out in Century City in California, I went in there, the staff gave me that thing. I had all these questions ready about, you know, like music in the States and is it going to happen this way and that way. And as I went in, I went, now be very gentle then, Michael. It's taken him a long time to get to this kind of stage, and, you know, he's a very individual. That's exactly what they said in an individual. I said, well, what's right with him? No. And they said, don't mention birthdays or the Osmonds. I said, well, that's it. There's the interview gone. I refuse to do it. Yeah, but don't mention birthdays or the Osmonds, because of the old Jehovah thing. And he's still very sensitive about all that. Sat with a phone next to his ear, the entire interview. Phone next to his ear. Yeah, that's enough chat about my part. Oh, well, I should do a book. Should I write a book?
Oh, yeah. You two, yeah.
Yeah.